I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I think it's been an important day for sports and for the NHL. We hope that this is a step back towards normalcy.
The North American National Ice Hockey League is ready to skate again, but NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman announced the regular season is over. The league will resume with an expanded Stanley Cup playoff tournament with 24 top teams instead of the usual 16. The only uncertainty is when.
I think realistically, you know, if we're in training camp in mid-July, that would be a good thing. And if we could be playing by the end of July, beginning of August, that would be a good thing too. But if it has to slide more, then it'll slide. There's a reason that we're not giving you dates now, because anybody who gives you a date is guessing.
The postseason games will be played without fans. Bettman says the number one concern is for the players and other team members.
Obviously, everything we're focused on starts with health and safety and people's well-being. But we think we've been able to work very collaboratively with the Players Association and the players to come up with a framework that is fair and has integrity and should result in a terrific competitive playoffs and ultimately the awarding of the best trophy in all the sports.
NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says the playoffs likely will not stop should a player test positive for coronavirus.
The single positive test or isolated positive test throughout, you know, a two-month tournament should not necessarily mean an end to the tournament.
Commissioner Gary Bettman says the coronavirus disruption has had a big impact on the league.
Obviously, in the short term, the impact has been severe. No revenues coming in and expenses still there. And our clubs, I think, have been very judicious and sensible in terms of how they've been dealing with their own organizations. And they've been terrific in the community, whether it's donating money or food or the like.
But he says the NHL was in its best shape in history to withstand the interruption.
Fortunately, our franchises have never been stronger. Our franchises have never been better owned in terms of the strength of our ownership. Although my guess is most owners in all sports are probably not as wealthy as they were 12 weeks ago.
The decision to call off the 189 regular season games that were not played ends the season for teams in Buffalo, New Jersey, Anaheim, Los Angeles, San Jose, Ottawa, and Detroit. After shutting down in March due to the coronavirus pandemic, Major League Baseball and the players continue to negotiate a start to the 2020 season, with salaries one of the key sticking points. Tampa Bay Rays manager Kevin Cash says everyone is anxious to finally get the season underway.
There's a sense of urgency for everybody just to play. This is our livelihood, the players' livelihood, and they want to do everything for the most part that they can to put a product on the field that can be seen most likely through a TV screen or a computer screen for the time being, that can entertain our society. And I think, you know, all sports are kind of looking at it that way.
Players, coaches, and stadium workers had their temperatures taken before entering Tropicana Field, and everyone was required to wear masks. But Rays players were allowed to remove their masks while on the field training. Cash saw the start of team workouts as another step forward to getting back onto the field.
I think they were excited just to get back to something that they're normal or used to, given that it was very unusual circumstances, kind of went through a back gate. And certainly we're wearing masks and trying to take every precautionary measure possible, but step in the right direction, and it's good to see some smiling faces.
The Baseball Players Association said management's latest economic proposal was extremely disappointing as they continue to discuss how to get the season going. Australian Rules Football League competition is set to resume in June on the 11th in what will be round two of its season. Last year's grand finalists, the Greater Western Sydney Giants, have resumed contact training for the first time in more than 2 months.
It was a little bit strange. It's been a while, but no, the boys are pretty excited to get out there and I guess just play footy again. No, not really holding back, but no, it's good to be back out there and we're excited to get back into it.
Giants midfielder Josh Kelly says all of his teammates are being very cautious as they get ready to resume the very physically demanding and rough sport.
We don't want anybody, you know, having silly contact injuries or anything like that, so there's a few little parameters we have on that to make sure we're looking after each other and building back in properly, but other than that, everyone's feeling pretty fit.
Still, Kelly says his team is close to being in game-ready shape.
We're not far off. When we can, we have our tackling sessions, grappling sessions, whatever we need to do to, I guess, prime ourselves, prime our bodies to make sure once we're there for round two, feeling good and good to go.
The Australian Rules Football League has only released the schedule for the next 4 rounds of games, hoping Australian government restrictions will ease between now and round 5 at the start of July. The delayed Formula One racing season revs back up with back-to-back races in Austria from July 5th.
Well, we obviously just announced an 8-race schedule in 6 countries, and we would not have announced it without the support of 6 governments.
The other nations Formula One CEO Chase Carey referred to included England, Hungary, Spain, and Belgium. Carey hopes to soon announce a schedule for the next stage of the season.
Our goal would be before the end of June to try and certainly have a good handle, if not, you know, if not complete the rest of the calendar, at least a good handle on it. Certainly today we know what we'd like to try and do. We have other options if some things don't come together.
Carey says the races on closed tracks will be held under strict guidelines to keep everyone as safe as possible as coronavirus continues to spread.
It is a rigorous set of guidelines. I don't know, probably at this point it's probably 80 to 90 pages that will include everything from how do you travel there, what are the processes for being in hotels there, what are the processes that exist to track for meals, for going to the restroom, for downtime between tracks, the testing processes, so we will test before you go there. I think at this point, testing every 2 days.
And the Formula One CEO says flexibility is key to holding as many races as possible.
We do expect there are races that are on the calendar that probably still will not occur. I think we certainly have this would be, option A, option B, option C, option D. And, we got to work through those and figure out, what is the best path for for everybody, not just us, for us and all our partners.
Forza Ferrari! Vinci mondiale! Se basta vinci mondiale! Vinci mondiale!
Formula One is facing tough times financially because of the coronavirus outbreak. Williams is a storied team. Founded by Frank Williams in 1966, it is the third most successful team in the sport, with 9 constructors' titles and 7 drivers' titles. But now Williams is considering selling its Formula One team. Still, Deputy Team Principal Claire Williams remains optimistic.
For me, our race car is our showcase to the world. And so that's why we've gone with a very bright, refreshed, revised livery. To me, that sends a very powerful message as to where we all are mentally. We very much believe that Williams has a strong future and a successful future in this sport. And we're here to stay, most importantly.
The Williams Grand Prix Holdings Group posted a loss of $16 million for 2019 and says it is in preliminary discussions with a small number of parties regarding a potential investment in the company. Williams has struggled in recent years, finishing in last place in the constructors' standings in both 2018 and 2019. The virtual Formula E season rolled on at the Brooklyn Docklands in New York.
All five lights are on, and we go green at home, down towards turn one in round six in New York City, and it is a decent start.
Round six of the ABB Formula E Race at Home Challenge in support of UNICEF favored a Belgian driver.
This is perfect for Stoffel Vandoorne, 3.8 seconds ahead after half a lap, so he's just going to focus forwards now. He's got the pace, just get into rhythm and don't make any mistakes.
Vandoorne remained mistake-free in the super-enhanced video game format.
Well, Vandoorne is already at the final corner. Through the left-hander he comes, out across the line, and it's Stoffel Vandoorne to win round six.
Vandoorne was pleased, cruising from pole position all the way to the checkered flag.
Today was a perfect result, pole position, race win, and also the fastest lap. So, a good day in the office. It's been coming for a long time. I think today we just made it past turn one without any problems. And that was kind of 99% of the job done, really.
With the victory, Vandoorne leapfrogs Pascal Wehrlein in the points table and takes a two-point lead into next weekend's doubleheader finale. Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn is planning an ambitious outdoor return to the sport near London.
So this is the Matchroom HQ here in Brentwood, right? And this is where we are going to be staging our fight camp. We're going to be having four shows here over 4 weeks.
He has plenty of theatrics planned for the bouts at his behind-closed-doors fight camp.
The ring is going to be right here. We're going to take that flagpole out. I think it will be more like middle of July, to be honest. So this is where, this will be the centre of the ring. So what we're looking to do is, the fighters will come down the stairs. This will all be lit up, branded everywhere. Fireworks going off in that field to Sweet Caroline. Fireworks going off in that field to Sweet Caroline. London in the background.
Hearn is anticipating lots of viewers.
It's going to be fantastic because we're going to be able to broadcast it all week with build-up shows, with weigh-ins, with press conferences. Here, when the house is lit up, the offices are lit up, we've got the canopy up here, just here, fireworks going off all around, this is going to be something different.
Hearn's proposed massive string of fight cards will include some big headliners in the ring.
For fight camp, we're talking about 4 weeks consecutively, starting in July. The final week is proposed Dillian White against Alexander Povetkin, and hopefully, yes, Connor, and hopefully, Katie Taylor against Serrano as well.
Real Madrid and Wales forward Gareth Bale has been playing golf as the coronavirus pandemic paused his football schedule, but Real fans don't seem too enthused about his recreational choice.
A lot of people have problems with me playing golf. I don't know what their reason is, because I've spoken to doctors and this, that, the other, and everybody's fine with it, but especially the media have this perception that it's not good for me, you should be resting, it can cause problems, injuries.
Why shouldn't he play, as other top athletes also stroll the links?
I've looked in America, people play on, for example, I know Steph Curry plays maybe on the morning of his game. and I've seen other things, and here, if I play 2 days before a game, it's like, what's he doing?
Bale likes golf as a getaway from the big football crowds that sometimes let him know exactly what they think.
I think, for me, like, with us, we get a lot of pressure every game. This, if you don't play well, there's scrutiny, there's, like, I've had 80,000 people in the stadium whistling me because I haven't played well. The first time was a bit like, oh, what is this?
Why would they whistle?
I just don't get it, because you would expect, if you're not having a good time on the pitch, you would expect your fans to get behind you and try and make you do better because it'll make them happy. But it seems to be that they do the opposite. They just whistle you, which consequently makes you feel worse. You lose your confidence, and then you play worse, which is going to make them even more upset.
Bale may find the fans whistling a little less and be more grateful to one day finally have the opportunity to fill those big stadiums again. Like many of you, hip-hop star and actor Ice Cube has been without live sports for months.
I've been watching a lot of history, a lot of old sports, a lot of old games, which is cool because normally you wouldn't watch them to that degree. But now I'm watching whole games of games that I know who's going to win. So that's a little maddening to my wife because she's like, you know who's going to win this game. Why are you watching it like it's the finals? So everybody got to deal with it because I miss my sports.
Beyond music, Ice Cube is a huge sports fan. And like all of the big sports commissioners and officials around the world, he too was faced with canceling his 2020 Big Three three-on-three basketball season due to coronavirus.
It was just getting to a point where it was too much uncertainty. So we had to just cancel this year and say, let's just do it right next year.
Ice Cube is the founder of the Big Three League, made of 12 teams with both former NBA and international basketball players. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.